to Travel Bags with Anita and friends. Olivia, you know what? I love my Omegan Cider family.
They sound like a great group of people, and I was really heartwarmed by the last segment talking about traveling with your best friend.
I know. Allison's best friend came with her. My best friend was with me. You know, plus it was just so exciting to meet the other Omegan Ciders because for most of us, this was our first time really meeting each other in person. We talked a lot online and via texts and, you know, Facebook groups and things like that. But to be together and experience such a great cruise, it was just amazing.
Right. Nothing beats in person, especially when you're on a cruise in Alaska.
In Alaska, beautiful scenery, all the great food, just the great experiences and everything. And one of the other Omegan Ciders I had a great time spending a lot of time with is Shelley Webb. So I'd like to also bring her on so we can talk a little bit about our experience because she's another one of the Omegan Ciders that I was really looking forward to meeting. So I was really glad that she was on the cruise. So Shelley, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Anita. Thanks, Olivia.
Well, you know, it's so good to have you on the show. And, you know, I just want to ask the same question I've asked everyone because, you know, I just find it very interesting and very intriguing to hear everyone's story and reason as to why they decided to apply to be an Omegan Cider. So what was your sort of thinking about it? How did you make that decision to actually apply?
Well, I was reading my January edition of O Magazine. And of course, it's all about adventure this year. And so when I saw the little application that said what the Omeg Insiders were all about, I thought that looks like fun. And I think I could do that. I think I could be an insider. And so like most of us, I've followed Oprah for a long, long time. And in fact, I always say my daughter's first phrase was back in a moment. Because that's what Oprah used to say on her show.
That's right. So back in a moment. So you saw the application there, you applied. Were you kind of like me where you applied and you kind of thought, I know a million people are going to apply to do this with Oprah. I don't know what my chances are. Were you pretty confident you thought you had it in the bag?
I was pretty confident I wasn't going to be chosen. Just like you. I thought still, I've got to do it because it's an opportunity, so.
Well, I mean, absolutely. I mean, if you don't apply, you certainly won't be chosen, right? So you at least got to put it out there and apply.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, you and I were on the Alaska cruise together. It was fantastic. I mean, just when we were in Glacier Bay and the ship was kind of parked there for us to enjoy it for a couple of hours there. I mean, that was fantastic with the icebergs and the glaciers and the thunderous sound of the ice, you know, the icebergs breaking and ice falling into the water. I mean, that was my favorite, one of my favorite moments in terms of just the cruise. But what about you? Do you have any favorite cruise moments or some of the people that were there doing presentations? Tell me about your favorite experiences on the cruise.
Well, Glacier Bay was gorgeous, and the fact that you could sit there and eat lunch while watching the glacier was really great. But I have never been on a cruise before. So the whole cruising experience was amazing to me. I didn't know that a cruise was that luxurious. I mean, the boat is just luxurious.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was like just floating on luxury somehow.
Right, yeah, exactly. And it's such a good, your money, you get so many benefits.
You really
but
do.
But the one thing that stood out to me was the people. And I don't know if it's just because these are people who like Oprah, but the people were all so nice. Everybody was so friendly. We sat next to people at dinner. We shared tables, and everybody was just so nice, so interesting, and so kind.
You know, I noticed that too, Shelley. I thought the same thing, that evidently it must be that it was like-minded, like-hearted people that came on this cruise because it was so easy to meet friends and have conversations and just even meet people just in the elevator, a couple of people I did. And you kept running into some of the same people. I mean, that really was a special part of it. I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. But now, I know that you do a lot with social media, And do you have any tips or anything for my listeners? Because, this is a travel show, and when people are traveling, they always want to do the Facebook, the Instagram, all of those kind of things. And now, guys, if you're just joining me, I'm talking with Shelley Webb, who is one of the O Magazine insiders. So I'm about to shift gears here a little bit from our Alaska cruise and have her tell us a little bit about social media when traveling. Do you have any tips for us?
Well, Wi-Fi is always a big deal. So if you're going out of the country, make sure that if you have Wi-Fi and that you're not going to incur roaming charges. So that's one thing. But always try to capture local flavor. You want to get that in your photos if you can. And Instagram stories are really good. So some people, when they're traveling, will put a whole row of photos at one time onto Instagram. And that's kind of off-putting to some people, and they may stop following you for that reason. So I would suggest using Instagram stories because you can load up more pictures in a shorter period of time.
Oh, that's a really
And
good tip.
also,
Yeah.
yes. And also when you're on Instagram, use your location because people can see where you are, and it's always of interest to them exactly where you are because they can refer back to that picture.
Now, and I would think that that's probably no different, even if you're at home, that you want to use maybe that location just so people kind of can see where you are and exactly where what you're posting is located.
Well, if you're in your house, I wouldn't do that
Well,
because
you're
you don't
not.
want people to know where you live.
No, that's a really good point. You definitely don't want to do the location for your actual home, but if you're visiting restaurants or attractions in your hometown.
Right. If you're out and about, yeah, that's fine.
But
Also,
that's a
if
very good
you're
point, though.
if you're posting from home and you have a business from home or a local business, then find out what your local hashtags are because that can pull a lot of people from your hometown and get you more visibility in your hometown.
That's a really, really good point. But now, your day-to-day life, how are you working with social media? Is it a job that you do? We're coming down to the end of this segment, but can you tell us a little bit about what you do in your day-to-day life?
Yeah, that's what I do in my day-to-day life. I manage social media and social advertising for businesses and professionals. So I spend a lot of time on social media. And sometimes my own gets neglected, but that's like the cobbler who has no shoes for his kid. But
He's busy making them for everyone else. Absolutely.
Right.
Well, I know that you are looking forward to the remainder of our time as O Magazine Insiders, but any last quick thing you want to tell me that you're looking forward to in this year of adventure as an O Mag Insider?
Well, we are talking about perhaps another cruise in March. I hope that happens. I hope it comes to fruition because this will be a warmer cruise over in the
That's right.
Caribbean. Yeah, so I hope that we'll be able to do that. And I know that we have another very fun promotion coming up in October, which we can't talk quite about quite yet, but it sounds fun.
Yeah. Well, so they keep piling on those kind of things like that, and we keep saying yes because that is part of our adventure. But Shelley, a great part of my adventure is getting to know you. So thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing your story with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Well,
It's great to be able to talk to you again.
I know, I miss it. I definitely miss it. But thanks so much, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, great.
All right, so guys, you see why I love Omeg Insider so much. These are great ladies, and there's one guy also, that is part of the Omeg family. Now, this brings us down to the end of the show. It's been great chatting with you guys today. And remember, if you want a really exciting thing to do, check out the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. You can go there and have your year of adventure right there on two beaches you can check out. So check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Now, you guys remember you can follow me on Instagram at Anita N Friends, and that is Anita with two N's. So that's A-N-N-I-T-A, the letter N, and then Friends. That's Instagram and Twitter. And check out our Facebook page where Olivia and I are always posting great things that's going on at travelbagswithanita.com. Thanks for being here with us. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
I wish that I could fly into the sky, so very high. fly.